I'm Loman Henry, and welcome to American Radio Journal. Big tech companies, especially Facebook, have drawn the attention of federal regulators. An antitrust suit has been filed, and legislative action may not be far behind. To explain what is happening, we turn to Will Reinhart. He is a senior research fellow with the Center for Growth and Opportunity at Utah State University. Will, welcome back to American Radio Journal. Will, before we get into a real discussion of the issue, tell us a little bit about the antitrust action that has been filed against Facebook and similar platforms.
This case is really interesting, and it really seems to be the second major case being filed by antitrust authorities. But this one is really by two entities. You have the FTC that has a case that's going against Facebook, and then you also have a whole bunch of state attorneys general, which are looking also to bring a case against Facebook. Both of these cases are very similar, and effectively what they're saying is that Facebook has maintained a monopoly, and through various kind of actions that Facebook has taken, they've maintained and kind of solidified their space within the social networking market. And what both the states and also the FTC is, they're going to court to try to effectively break up Facebook.
Facebook, of course, in addition to its own growth, have they not purchased some other platforms that they have further developed?
Yes, this is a really key problem that you're going to see being faced by both the FTC and also the states. It's pretty clear that when Facebook did, in fact, buy Instagram, for example, back in 2012, they spent a lot of money to revamp Instagram and the resources that Instagram had. And so a lot of money was spent on that company and the network in particular. And within about a year, you saw this pretty dramatic growth period happen for Instagram. So something clearly is beneficial of the part of Facebook in that they're able to take these kind of small networks. Obviously, Instagram is quite a large network now, but they're able to grow networks through this kind of middle period, it seems. And so this is also something they did with WhatsApp, which is also part of this case. But effectively, what we're really trying to understand is whether or not Facebook was trying to, one, grow the market, or whether or not it was trying to basically limit the market and kind of limit this social networking market. And that's going to be something that's going to be fought over at least for the next decade.
President Trump, among others, have argued that some of the protections that are afforded to the social media platform should be removed. How does or does this antitrust action interface with that?
This current antitrust case doesn't really interface and doesn't really do too much for the Section 230 fight, which is what you're hinting at here. But it really is part of, I think, a multi-pronged effort by regulators to understand big tech companies as they exist in the world, and to understand and to further explore whether or not we've kind of given these companies not enough scrutiny. So this antitrust case is obviously a really, really big and important feature of this kind of heightened regulatory scrutiny. Section 230 is another big area. There's also privacy, which is also happening in California and some other states. And so all of these things to me are really part and parcel of this larger kind of regulatory shift to take a much closer look at all of these large tech companies and see if there's something that we need to do or change to make sure that markets are competitive and people get better outcomes.
With this antitrust action then that the FTC has undertaken, also, as you mentioned, some of the state attorney generals, what happens next? Where are these cases and what are the steps that we can see unfold in the coming months?
Yeah, I think what's really going to be interesting is to see, one, how Facebook responds to all of this. So that will be really critical. They have put out some press releases, but for the most part, they haven't really done a really extensive deep dive in how they're going to respond to these cases. But really what I think that will be interesting to see in the coming months will be really critically whether or not these two cases are merged in the district courts. So they're currently in the district courts right now. And so then the idea would be that you take the state case and you basically merge it with the federal case, and then you bring one big case against Facebook instead of these two separate cases, which are now in the same district court systems. That, I think, is going to be critical to watch for, because there's some slight differences in the way that the complaints are actually brought between the state AGs and then the FTC. So how those two things are merged is really, really going to be critical. That will probably happen, I would assume, probably sometime next year. You see this happen with a lot of the other cases. Microsoft, this occurred as well. There was a DOJ case and then a state case, and those were eventually merged. So those sorts of things I think you should expect, at least in the next year. Going from there, I mean, I think that what you'll probably see is a very long fight between Facebook and these regulatory authorities. And what will be interesting will be what really comes of this case in particular for law, because this is the first time we've really seen these non-price platforms, these non-price goods, in the case of Facebook and then also Google, which has a case. This is really the first time we've seen an antitrust agency try to bring a pretty massive case when it comes to kind of these non-price goods. And it's going to be just interesting to see how everything ends up situating and kind of clearing out in the next couple of years.
In addition to this legal action, Will, can we expect perhaps legislative efforts aimed at breaking up or curbing the power of these platforms?
I think that is exactly what we're going to see next year. That will be a really big component, I believe, of the new Congress. We have seen, in particular, the House Antitrust Subcommittee is really, really interested in particularly changing some of these laws and really kind of rethinking some antitrust law with regards to these digital platforms. So there's going to be a really big sea change, I think, happening in the next 2 years in Congress. And from that, you probably could see a package of legislative proposals go through. And it's already pretty clear that Biden is pretty interested in potentially passing some of this. And you see bipartisan support from both the Republicans and the Democrats in wanting to do something to effectively curb the power of big tech companies. So while it might not happen next year, I think that really you're seeing this sea change, as I said before, of regulatory action against these large tech companies. And I think you really should see or expect to see a package of proposals come in the next 2 to 3 years that will probably change this calculus pretty dramatically.
We have been talking with William Reinhardt, who is Senior Research Fellow at the Center for Growth and Opportunity. Will, tell us a bit about the center. Also, where can folks go on the web to learn more?
Yeah, the center is an economic research unit based out of Utah State University. I work a lot in public policy of technology issues. And to find all of our work, which includes not just tech and innovation, but we also do a lot in environmental work, you can check out thecgo.org.
Will Reinhardt from the Center for Growth and Opportunity. Will, thank you for being with us.
And thanks for having me.